This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Interesting thing happened on the way to the closing bell today, and you're going to think I'm being facetious, but I'm actually dead serious. The thing that happened was that President Trump said something, and the markets reacted hard. Exactly what he said, that trade talks with China are going to pick back up, quote, at a different level, isn't really our point here. He says stuff like that all the time. What we're interested in is the market reaction, because the president says stuff like that all the time, sometimes without any substance behind it. So we've called Joe Gitz. He runs a company in Chicago. It's called Social Market Analytics that uses Twitter data to figure out which way the markets are going to go when the president and others say things like the president said today. Joe, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Kai. Thanks for having me.
So what do these algorithms do when they see, for instance, a tweet or a statement from the president today that says, as I mentioned, you know, talks with China are proceeding at a different level? And everybody was really happy on Wall Street, apparently.
Yeah, everybody was certainly happy today. So these algos are reading the president's tweet using natural language processing, and our current president's tweets are pretty easy to read with NLP, and they are either going long or going short.
So, going long or going short, buying or selling, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so we see all this happening almost in real time. The president tweets and the markets move up or down depending on what the news of the day is, or frankly, you know, whatever the Chinese say. Here's the question. Algorithms are software, basically. They are written by people. People see these reactions and they see the markets going bananas one way or the other. Clearly, the people who write these algorithms say, oh yeah, all that volatility is fine.
The algos want volatility. The algos make money because of volatility. And so if there's a self-fulfilling prophecy, these algos start buying or selling, there's going to be wave upon wave of buying and selling, and the retail is going to get in at the back end of it. So there's no incentives for the algos to dampen volatility at all.
Retail getting in on the back end is actual human beings and mom and pops and what have you, right? They're following the algorithms.
And they are so far behind.
So when we look at this craziness, we should just say, yeah, that's computers, and go on about our day.
It is computers, yes. And it's growing. If you go back 5 years ago when I started doing natural language processing and became a Twitter partner, there were very few firms that were taking this data and making trading decisions on it. Now, with the processing that can happen, more and more firms are using natural language processing, and it's very clear where the president's going to go first. You never have to worry about whether he's going to do it on the news, whether he's going to do it in writing. He's going to go to Twitter first, so you know if you follow Twitter in a programmatic manner, following the president of the United States, you're going to get a lead on most everyone else.
This president will either in a year and a half or 5.5 years not be president anymore. Then what happens?
I think there's been a fundamental shift in how people communicate. I don't view Twitter as a social media company. I view it as a news source. And I think that people are going to continue to use it.
I'm going to ask you to make a value judgment here then. Entirely apart from making money, are these algorithms and the outsized effect that they have on movement of the markets, are they a good thing or a bad thing?
I think they're a bad thing in general, because I think the volatility causes a lot of panic buying and selling, and I think the average investor gets hurt by it.
Joe Gitz is a CEO, also one of the co-founders of a company called Social Market Analytics. They're based in Chicago using Twitter data to figure out what's going on out there. Joe, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Kai, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It was fun.